This story is making the rounds on the internet again and deserves our attention. In 1991, little Dana Lou Blessing was perilously prematurely born, weighing only 9 ounces. She was given only a 10% chance of survival, and if she did survive, it was thought that she would be prone to many illnesses, including mental retardation. As the weeks went by, with Dana literally in the arms of God, she did slowly gain an ounce of weight here and there. Still very fragile, she was 2 months old before her parents were able to even hold little Dana in their arms. Her chances of surviving still next to zero. But by 1996, she had grown into a feisty, petite little 5-year-old with no sign of any mental or physical impairment. So we pick up the story with Dana and her mother cheering at a little league ball game her brother was playing. The little girl suddenly grew silent, and hugging her arms across her chest, she said to her mother, "Mommy, do you smell that?" Sniffing the air and detecting the approach of a thunderstorm, mother replied, "Yes, yes, it smells like rain." The little girl said, "No, Mommy, no. It smells like him. It smells like God. You know, when you lay your head on his chest." Her mother's eyes blurred as Dana happily hopped down to play with the other children. Then, before the rains came, Dana's words confirmed what all the members of the extended Blessing family had known, at least in their hearts, what they had known all along. During those long days and nights of her first 2 months of life, when her nerves were too sensitive for her parents to even touch her, it was God. It was God holding Dana to his chest. And it is his loving scent that she remembers so well. Remember, the love of God is like the ocean. You can see its beginning, but you can't see its end. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.